In a modest industrial park some 20 minutes from the Strip sits Cobalt Data Centers, a well-guarded facility in which some of the largest casino companies locate the computing gear that runs their non-gaming programs. Now, with the approval of Nevada gaming regulators, Cobalt Data Centers will be expanding to host odds, bets, and other regulated gaming applications. Jeff Brown is CEO of Cobalt Data Centers, and he joins us now. Jeff Brown, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Tell us exactly what Cobalt's business is.
Technically, we're known as a colocation provider. That's a big technical term to say. We provide specialized real estate services, or at least that's one way to think about it, where organizations place their critical computing environment in a purpose-built and professionally managed facility.
Okay, so gaming regulations approved, or gaming regulators approved Cobalt Data Centers as a registered host center. Question, what does that mean?
Well, it really means for the first time that these organizations, these licensees and gaming operators, can take advantage of some of the technology and management services that are available in these large data centers. And this came about in 2001, late 2001. The state legislature revised the Nevada Gaming Control Act and empowered the Gaming Commission to create a policy by which gaming operators in the state could locate gaming systems in these third-party data centers. Prior to that, it was a little bit off limits just due to the sensitive and regulated environment that exists in gaming here in the state.
Now, you've been working with some large casino companies hosting their non-gaming programs. How much information is actually being collected and stored at your facilities?
A great deal, although we're kind of once removed from that level of detail, and purposely so. We operate a multi-tenant environment, and all of our customers have sensitive and important data. And we're here just to secure it and ensure that it's operating 24/7. So I really don't have visibility into any of my customers' applications or the data that's being collected. I think it's safe to say, though, that in this world these days, all organizations are collecting a great deal of information on their patrons and their customers and using that, hopefully, for all good intentions.
So when you say sensitive and important, is it personal data? Is it other kinds of information? What is collected?
Well, if you think about it specifically in the gaming environment, I think we can speculate that loyalty programs, for example, you're at the very minimum, you're maintaining information on your patrons, their name, their address, perhaps their spending habits, their frequency of visits to your property, that type of information. And all things being relative, some folks consider that very sensitive information. Other folks may not.
Now, recently, there have been several breaches of data across the country, including Target and Experian. So how secure is the data that casinos collect on their customers and store at your facilities?
Cobalt's a little bit once removed from that. Mm-hmm. We do take several precautions to ensure that some of the network connections that are made into our data center are as secure and protected as we can make them. But truly, the protection of that sensitive data is the obligation of our customers, or in this case, the gaming licensees. And I know just by virtue of partnering with some of our clients in the past that they are making tremendous investments in security services to ensure that that data is protected. But, you know, there's a lot of bad guys out there, and I think that's the evolution of technology, and we'll continue to work to protect that data.
Jeff Brown is CEO of Cobalt Data Centers. Jeff Brown, thank you very much for joining us.
Dave, thank you.